This is John McMullen. Welcome to episode 17 of the John Mack Show. It's been a while since I've been on. I've been concentrating on the radio show that I mentioned, and we're up to our eighth episode coming this Sunday night. And it's been learning. It's been a work in progress. I'm very happy with the progress to date. And much of it has to do with the quality of the guests. We've had interesting people from different walks of life. We had a professor at Fordham University, Paul Levinson, who's also a noted science fiction author, a musician, and a writer of studies on communications in the technology age. We've had another, Claire Woodley, who's the director of this St. Mary's Episcopal Church in Mohegan Lake, New York, a very interesting person, traveled the world, started out as an aspiring actress and entertainer. Steve McPartland, a radio host and a television host throughout the United States for 25 years, in New York, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. Tazi Aris, the editor of the Westchester Guardian, fellow born in Israel, traveled all over the world, the publisher of the Yonkers Tribune, my editor, and the host of a daily radio show, and screenwriter Luke McMullen, related to me as my son, and last night, Mark Rausch, an attorney and the former head of the Department of Justice Cybercrime Task Force. And coming up this week, Thomas Kelly, author, and Sandhog, with the mess from Harvard, and the books set in my old neighborhood, Inwood, as well as a terrific novel about the building of the Empire State Building. So there's a lot going on there. The columns keep me busy. And I also sit back and look at the television ads that I see and some other things, and I wonder if the people out there think they're all idiots. Toyota ad that shows the original Toyota coming down a ramp and people clapping, and the new Toyota pulling in into a square and people jumping up and down and dancing and jumping around, and nothing to do with cost, mileage, performance, warranty. There are many car ads like this. There's a couple that are obviously constantly having sex with their eyes while they eat dinner, and they walk around holding hands, and they come to a Cadillac, which is now part of the lover's family. Once again, I don't know what that has to do with potential customers. Then I have a can of fiber that we use for Fala, and the fiber can is 13 inches high, or 11 inches high. It's 11 inches high. When you open the can, there's 3 inches of air, and there's 8 inches of fiber. And we see this very often in packaging in stores. And I don't know if they're doing that to impress us. One of the excuses is that it makes the product stand out on the shelves. It also gives you the impression that you're getting that much material. So I think it's dishonest, to say the least. And I'll have to do a column on this. We're insulted constantly by people who want to sell us things. And I think that we should be smart enough to understand that and to do something about it, but we don't seem to be. So there'll be subjects of my ongoing rambling and writing. I haven't had a podcast for a while, and I wanted to jump on and say where we are at the radio show, which you can listen to online through the internet or through a telephone, or you can download the file after it's over. You can get the list of of previous shows and the URLs and the upcoming schedule by going to my web home, which is www.johnmack13.com. That's www.johnmack13.com. And until next time, as Howie Rose says, you can put it in a book.